And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 10th of September, 2025. Today is a feast day of St. Nicholas of Tolentino. St. Nicholas of Tolentino was a 13th century Augustinian Italian saint, mystic, and priest, and is known as the patron of holy souls, sick animals, mariners, souls in purgatory, babies, mothers, and the dying. In many Augustinian churches, there are weekly devotions to St. Nicholas on behalf of all suffering souls. During his lifetime, he gained a reputation as a wonder worker, and like many early church fathers, he was also a vegetarian. He maintained this dietary choice by observing a life of austerity and self-deprivation, limiting himself to simple foods like bread and vegetables when not fasting. The story of his recovery from illness by eating bread dipped in water, which was then used to cure others, gave rise to the custom of St. Nicholas bread. It is reported that once he was served a pair of roasted partridges, and he refused to eat them. Instead, he made the sign of the cross over the birds, and they came to life and flew away through a window. This miracle is depicted in a circa 1530 painting by Benvenuto Garofalo. This painting is on view at the Met. It was on this day in 2023 that the Vegan Theology for the Least of These podcast published their first episode. Hosted by Sarah and Kevin Hale, this podcast is dedicated to exploring the gap that exists in theology around creation care and the responsibility of humans to faithfully steward all of God's creation, including animals. Some of their episode titles are Ruling and Subduing as Image Bearers, The Renewed Earth as the Eternal State, Animal Theology by Andrew Lindsay, Ash Wednesday, Origins of Animal Sacrifice, Animals and World Religions, Going to Church While Vegan, The BIBLE Parts 1 and 2, Encountering God, and highlights from the Oxford School of Animal Ethics, Summer School 2025. A few interviews on the podcast have been with Dr. Andrew Rilera, author of Lamb of the Free, Lisa Kemmerer, author of Animals and World Religions, Carol J. Adams, author of The Sexual Politics of Meat, and Cody Cook, author of The Anarchist Anabaptist. The publication of Love the Foods That Love You Back, Clean, Healthy, Vegan Recipes for Everyone, by Kathy Caton Grazzini, was on this day in 2024. Caton Grazzini began her journey into the whole foods plant-based world after her husband Giordano's life-threatening surgery. She ramped up her research, received a degree in plant-based nutrition from Cornell, and discovered that changing the way we cook and eat can transform health and give us a biological reboot. With her culinary and nutrition expertise, she will guide home cooks through the delicious, nourishing power of plant-based foods across more than 90 recipes without oil, salt, meat, dairy, or sugar. With her fresh and flavorful dishes, you will discover foods that are not only soul-satisfying, but also good for the body. A few of the delicious recipes found in this beautiful cookbook are curly tzatziki salad, pulled barbecue jackfruit, early spring miso soup, pasta a la puttanesca, and a savory tort with new potatoes, tomatoes, and snap beans. The chapters on breads and sweet treats will have you baking frequently and saying farewell to processed foods. And here's a reading for today from the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 6 through 9. The wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat, the calf and the lion and the yearling together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like an ox. The infant will play near the cobra's den, and the young child will put his hand into the viper's nest. They will neither harm nor destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. A reading from the book of Isaiah. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with the reminder that the future is vegan.